Hi, welcome to another Outside the Box, where it's back to school time. Today's topic is a real learning experience for students. Most teenage students, unless they're homeschooled or educating themselves, will be going back to high school in the next week, if not already. If I ask students what they thought of school, some of them would say, "It sucks, but what can I do about it?" There's the usual bitching and complaining, but very little actually changes. But some students are organizing themselves, just as workers have, into unions, student unions. Student unions are not labor unions, but they can give students a chance to bargain with school administrators or speak out for better schools and for their rights. Student unions are common in many countries, especially in Europe. There's FIDL, a union of high school students throughout France. FIDL led rallies of up to 150,000 students in Paris to protest cuts in funding for schools, especially in immigrant communities. They rallied against cuts in art, music, and theater classes and advocated a policy of equalizing funding for all schools, so poor districts didn't fall behind the wealthy ones. As one radio reporter summarized, quote, "Political activism is part of teen life in France," end quote. The Union of Secondary School Students of Ireland began in 2001. Students provide training and skills to other students through the union so they can have a say in their own school systems. It partners with other groups to highlight issues in education and acts as a representative for all Irish students. ONDA, O-N-D-A, in Italy, works with labor unions to keep money flowing for education. It opposes government policies that are racist or destroy student solidarity. ONDA has student action collectives throughout the country. A student union was formed in 2006 in Chile to protest possible changes in schools that would increase costs and especially leave out low-income students who could not afford to take tests or get transportation to school. The student union organized over 1,000 school occupations, a 2 to 3 week student strike, and two demonstrations of 600,000 and 1 million people, respectively, to roll back proposed changes. An estimated 7 out of 8 Chileans supported the students. A few large cities in the U.S. have also had or currently have student unions. The New York City Student Union is trying to be the collective voice for all public school students in New York City. They want to defend their rights and interests and give students a voice in decisions affecting them, which is just about anything that happens in the education system. A similar student union was organized a decade ago in Los Angeles, though it's not clear if it's still active. Issues range from the specific ones like more toilet paper in women's bathrooms to having a real voice in their own education. The Philadelphia Student Union, begun in 1996, is still active and just sponsored a week-long workshop on building a youth movement. Although student unions may be harder to establish in smaller and more rural states, some activist students have begun working with a national group, United Students Against Sweatshops. USAS concentrates on building solidarity between students and workers, whether they are school janitors or sweatshop workers making soccer balls or school jerseys. I think student unions reflect the irony of our education system. Students want to learn by being involved in their own education and to understand democracy by practicing it. Yet, administrators, school boards, and sometimes teachers are generally opposed to this very effective method, seeing this reality education as a threat to their own power to control students. Do you think a student union is a good idea? Would you urge a student to join one? I'm Larry Danziger, hoping you'll encourage students to speak up for their rights and for better schools, and support them when they do.